This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The following Bells in the Bat-Free episode was originally released March 25th, 2007.
Hi, I'm John Bell, and welcome to episode 48 of Bells in the Bat-Free. Now, you may wonder why Arnie here and I are sitting in a boat waiting for a ride to begin at Disneyland.
Whee!
When last time you heard from me, I was with a bunch of hobos traveling around doing odd jobs. Well, it's a rather interesting story, and here's how it went.
Mr. Bell, if we're going to do a flashback, we may as well do it the right way with my portable flashbaculator.
What does that thing do?
Well, it simply creates flashbacks so people can hear what happened instead of you just talking and droning on and telling a story since for most of it you weren't even there.
Okay, you got a point there, Arnie.
Okay, let me activate it. That's good, okay. Now you let it warm up, and that's it. Okay, it's working perfectly. Now it automatically fades out my voice. Hi, Miss Macklehammer, what's the whole idea here?
Well, we're trying to find Mr. Bell, right?
Well, I think he's dead. I mean, you can try all you want.
Here we go. He's not dead. But if you were Mr. Bell, and you were lost, and you were trying to find yourself, where would you go?
Let's see, Mr. Bell finding himself. Oh, Disneyland! That's why we're here!
Arnie, what's going on? What happened to the flashback?
Oh, the flashback is jumping ahead a little bit. My jump ahead of you later is a little out of whack. Here it comes.
Well, while we're looking for him, what should we ride?
I won't come
through. Hey, who's the little girl?
I'm going to tag along.
Don't tell me. You won this trip selling kitty camper cookies.
And then you said I could come.
Miss Macklehammer.
She said, come on, little girl.
Miss Macklehammer.
I said, okay.
Miss Macklehammer, did you say your little girl could come along?
Hey, I figured she had the bucks. Why not?
She's got more money than we've got working
in this. She makes a fortune off us. Why shouldn't she come?
Gee, Miss Macklehammer, it's kind of like we're a family.
Don't go that far.
Okay.
Call you mommy?
No.
No, don't call me mommy.
Can I call you daddy?
Call her daddy. Miss Macklehammer?
What?
This place seems awful crowded, have you noticed that?
Well, that's because there's people here, you know? Kids, rides.
I understand that the definition of crowd is a bunch of people, but there's a bunch of people here. It's a big crowd.
So what's your point?
It's kind of hard to find us here, but I'll admit.
I like it.
Oh, I forget you were with it.
I want to go on the rides. I don't want to go find Mr. Bell.
There are rides here?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you just kind of walk around and look at stuff and all the people. I thought it was awful popular.
And this lady said that she would take me on some rides.
Who did this one?
Yeah.
Miss Macklehammer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to
sorry, I got stuck behind somebody.
He was
slow moving. He wouldn't get out of the way.
I thought
I could pinch him, but no, you know, I figured I'd end up in jail, so I just thought I'd keep my hands to myself and just wait till he got out of the way.
So what? Ride you gonna take her on?
I wanna go on what?
We'll take her on Space Mountain. We'll get a space.
Space? Oh boy, what's that? A mountain with a lot of space in it?
Yes, it is. Would you like to go? Wasn't that fun?
I liked it.
I didn't know we were going to travel across all that space so quickly. I'm feeling all woozy.
Can I have a cookie?
You just had a brownie.
I want a cookie.
I've never seen somebody eat as much as this kid. You know, cookies cost like almost $3 each.
And then I saw a sweatshirt that I wanted. And I want to be a princess.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yes.
What is this we're in line for?
We're waiting in line for the Matterhorn.
Really?
Yes, we are.
Is there also an anti-Matterhorn?
Yes, there
cool.
is.
Okay, do they collide and destroy the universe?
I want popcorn.
Oh, not it. Did you get a brownie and some
popcorn? I want the popcorn.
You can buy some popcorn.
No, but you can.
And then I got to go to the bathroom.
You just went to the bathroom after I got a problem. Hey, you go take me to the bathroom. I'll stand in line and wait for the Matterhorn.
No, it's the Matterhorn.
What would a Matterhorn sound like? What would an anti-Matterhorn sound like? A Matterhorn was like honk, and an anti-Matterhorn was like kana, kana.
Be quiet.
Are you ignoring me?
Yes, I am. see, this is a bobsled ride, and you go bobsled.
I never see bobsled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go through the mountain, and you avoid the abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman.
Yes, and then it's over.
Where's the little girl? She's coming back with a big package. What have you got?
I got cookies and Coke.
Hey, who's going to pay for all these cookies and Coke and popcorn this little girl got?
And I got a sucker.
Hey,
excuse me. Hey, lady, is this your kid?
Does it look like my kid? I don't think so.
This kid owes me $37.
Well, she's got the money. She's the one that paid for my ticket in here.
You said I could come and let you do it.
As long as you paid.
Someone here owes me $37.
Is that $37 in matter or any matter?
Security.
Miss McElhammer, where are we now?
We're at Paradise Pier.
Oh, that's...
And I want something to eat.
You just had some. You had a turkey leg.
I want something to eat.
And three brownies.
For someone so small, she certainly can't eat. Did you notice that she ate an entire
away.
Chicken
I
yesterday?
Yes, she did.
And I want to go ride.
Okay.
Ride what?
Anything.
California Screaming?
Sure!
No, wait, no. We got to get the plot rolling here. I think we should split up to find Mr. Bell.
Okay.
Because if we split up, in the area that we can cover will increase exponentially.
Excuse me? It'll do what?
It'll increase exponentially.
That's a big word.
It's a sloppy word.
Okay.
It's what?
So why do I have to change voices so fast?
Excuse me?
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes, okay?
Bye! Can we go ride something?
All right, fine. What do you want to ride? Here, have a cookie.
Okay, can I go ride something?
What? Mr. Bell.
Miss McElhammer.
Mr. Bell, what are you doing
Let
here?
Let me bring the boat in. Hold on. Okay. Miss McElhammer, what are you doing here?
We were looking for you.
It's just a big guy that always buys my cookies.
Yeah, I think he owes you.
You owe me money. Oh, boy. This is getting better and better and better.
Would you like to go ride something or something?
No, I want my money.
Well, me. Okay, here, hold on.
Oh, God. There she goes again. That's
there you
all
go.
She's done all weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now I'll go look for some souvenirs, and then I'll get a cookie.
I'd like you to meet my my friends here, these hobos in the boat.
They're your friends?
Yeah, they're my friends. Say hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, lady?
Nice to meet you.
They have
sort of a ripe odour.
Yeah, well, we've been in a boat for a couple of days. We escaped from a big...
Is it possible for you to go upwind?
Okay, hold on. Everybody shift. How's that?
It's a little better. Okay. I miss my eyebrows aren't melting.
Well, it's good to see you too, Ms. McElhammer. I've missed you apparently, obviously, as much as you've missed me.
Oh, sure.
Well, listen, hobo guys, I'm going to have to go with my friends here, and I just want to wish you guys
nice
a lot of luck.
Stinky.
Yeah, they're nice but stinky. Okay, guys.
I'm thinking malodorous. That's another word in a name.
That's too big of a word for me.
Farewell, guys. Bye. Just wanted to say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye.
Cut it short. Can we go now?
Wait a minute. Hey, excuse me, you hobos there. I'm from the Disney Corporation. I like the cut of you guys' jib.
Wow.
I think that we've been trying to come up with a new attraction here, and I think you guys are just the ones to design it for us.
Wow.
Would you like a job?
Sure, sounds good to me.
Yeah, we can always use a job.
We'll stay with you here.
All right, follow me.
All right, sounds good to me.
All right, we got a job.
Follow me.
Ooh, this smells like a lawsuit.
Wow, looks like the guy's got a job. So, I guess we should go home then.
Let's have a bite with the ice cream cone.
And find out later what kind of job the bum's got.
Let's have an ice cream cone.
That was like a happy ending. Let's go.
Let's have an ice cream cone.
Get her an ice cream cone and then smack her in it. Oh, sure was a nice adventure I had with the hobos, but it's going to be good to get back home again. Appreciate you giving us a lift in your car there, Ms. McElhammer.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't have, maybe taken some time out to have a little bath, a little shower.
That's okay. I got some moist towelettes I got from the restaurant.
I don't think the moist towelettes are doing anything except adding another layer.
Is everybody settled in and ready for the trip?
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
All right, let me pull out of the parking lot and we begin our long, 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 long trip home.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
So it sure was nice of you to give me this lift, Ms. McElhammer. Really appreciate it.
I gotta go.
Are you sure you don't want to stop and let her go? You know she had an awful lot of soda and water
while we're in the park?
I know how to handle little kids. Don't worry.
I want a cookie.
See?
Where's your funny little man?
What funny man?
Hmm?
You know the man that talks funny and spish.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that funny geeky little man. What's his name? Arnie something?
We left Arnie back in Disneyland.
Should we go back and get him?
Mr. Bell, you know I had to ride a bus all the way back to the studios because you guys wouldn't come back for me?
Yeah, sorry about that,
now,
Arnie.
Now, the ironic thing is that we're back in Disneyland, sitting in this boat about to go into this ride.
Right, this is the ride that the hobos helped put together, and I can't wait to see what they've come up with. It's, I know something completely original and out of the box.
We're in a boat, not a box.
It's an expression, Arnie.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, we're starting to move. Yeah. Here we go. The doors are opening.
Are we ready? Here we go.
It's a world of hobos, a world of hobos.
No.
Guys who ride the rails and are always.
No, not this.
It's a world on a train that is always insane. It's a hobo world today. It's a hobo world today.
Let's get out of here.
It's a hobo world today.
Row this way.
It's a hobo world today. It's a
Oh, thank heaven that's over. That's it. We're going through this wall. Paddle.
Gee, Mr. Bell, we went right to that wall in our little boat. We seem to be in another ride altogether now.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly be worse than that last one.
I thought it was kind of tacky. Do.
Stop that. Yeah, sure. We're going into the main part of this other ride.
Hobo, hobo, hobo's right for me.
Gee. Who knew these rides had emergency ejector seats?
It's a world of hobos.
Thank you for joining me for episode 48 on Bells in the Bat Free. My special guest voices, of course, were Cindy Taylor and Gene Williams. This show was recorded live at Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, and no, I didn't get paid to say that. And before I leave, let me say hello to John and Son in Seal Beach. Thanks for your nice letter. Write again. Bye-bye. And John and Son, if you're still listening here in 2020, drop me a line at jbellvoice@gmail.com.
What are the odds that they're still listening?
Pretty small, but you never know.
Are you sure you don't want to stop and let her go? You know she had an awful lot of soda and water while we were in the park.
I know how to handle little kids, don't worry.
I want a cookie.
See?
I want to go.
Are you sure she's just not going to explode?
I'm really wondering if she's going to do her next line.
Hey, where's your funny little man?
Buongiorno. I am Claudio. And I am very interested in what makes audio drama work. I want to share with you my recipe for a perfect evening. An evening for two lovers. Lovers of audio drama. When I plan an audio drama, I want to make sure that everything is perfect for us. The soundscape is the most important thing to set the mood for the night. When I lay in a special ambiance or sound effect, it is very important because it can express what I feel so perfectly. A sound effect can speak for the story when words just cannot capture the love I feel. Love I feel for you. When it is dark, I turn on the sound effects. I turn up the soundscape, and the voices can then dance in a perfect state of bliss, where there is no world except the one we make with our love. No time except what is needed for our story to play out. A story that we will make come true.
This audio drama public service announcement was brought to you by the Amigos.